Hey.
Hi. I think it's going to be more than just you and me.
I think so too. Kirsten reminded Paul on Friday they were here in Munich. So I guess those two will be here.
Okay. Well, got the note on Slack from Kirsten. Yeah, we are meeting today on our new slot. Okay. I
Where is
saw she
she?
put the agenda, and she put the document in the agenda. So that's great.
Ah, that's this. Okay.
This
I
is the right
started.
time, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, give it another minute or two here and see. If nobody comes in a little bit, I do have another meeting that's coming up. We're starting a little pat, not right on the top of the hour, so it's okay, but I don't want to. I might just hop over to that if we don't start getting people. In the meantime, I'll put some lotion on my hands because they're dry.
I started to read your document and I skipped the part with the members meeting from WolfCon. But the rest was really good.
Okay, well, good. I know I just worked on it this morning. So I was like, I'm gonna get up early and get this done.
Oh.
So I did, but I realized that there's not much time for people to really read it before this meeting. But I think with Kirsten's document, that's probably gonna be the focus of today.
Yeah. When is the meeting with CC?
The 19th, I believe, of
Okay.
December. So we have another meeting in advance.
Okay. Where are they?
I don't know. I'm gonna put a note out. Well, actually, the 19th would not make sense because that's a Friday. So maybe it's the 8th. I'm gonna just put a note out on Slack.
Yep.
Because I'm starting to wonder.
My calendar says 25th, 4 o'clock. And
Yeah.
that's now.
Okay. But thanks for taking a look at the document for what we've got right now. I suppose if they don't come, then we can just work on these docs asynchronously. But we can give them another minute or two here. So your day is almost done, right?
Yeah, another hour, and then I'm heading to ice hockey
Yeah.
watching.
I can't remember. Did you play also?
No, I don't.
You're fan.
I played soccer and handball, and I did swimming. Nowadays I only ski, but right now my knee is kind of injured,
Oh.
and maybe I need an operation on it, but I
Yeah.
don't have time. First
Yeah.
time slot available is like in March, so no skiing this season.
Oh no, that's kind of a bummer. Yeah, because I would think with all that sports background, you would be a pretty natural hockey player.
I used to go ice skating when I was younger. Maybe. But I've been to the German Cup of ice hockey with Germany, Austria, France, Slovakia. Which one is Lettland? One of the Baltic states?
Yeah, I don't know.
Four
Always.
male groups and four female groups. It was really cool. I was there as a volunteer. Hey, Boas.
Hey, hello. Oh, my funny. Let's see. Oh, I change it. Never know. There's a way to change my background. Anyway, I'll get there.
Yeah, do we have the meeting time right? We were just okay. Because we were surprised that Kirsten's not here,
I
given
know.
that she had just sent out the reminder about the meeting slot.
Yeah. She's probably gonna join us as I know her, like, but who knows? Who knows? I think, like, from my end, first of all, hello. I'm
Hello.
just gonna. I was late because there is like a student conduct thing that I'm dealing with right now, and like it kind of drives me nuts. I hope you're well. I think that meeting is coming soon. Kirsten and I and Paul and Tom. And like I think you know, I shared with you all those bullet points with like things maybe you want to be like. So I wondered if we had a chance just to kind of, like we can do that today, just making sure that we are sort of okay on whatever things, like we may want to be doing together. And I wasn't on CC this Monday. Were you there
I
this
was
Tuesday?
there, yeah.
There was this something about members, right? With like some value added and all of that. Like I looked at the notes. So like I think it's kind of this anyway. I don't think we wanted to look into, the member fees and all those things, but definitely when I saw it, I was like, okay, we really need to get together in that room and like understand, like what is it, people want us to do. But yeah, but if there is something in that document that you're feeling like, oh, or there is something I didn't think of, something else that we want to be doing, then let's talk a little bit about it, because I like what I thought of doing, and like maybe Kirsten and I can just say that's kind of where we are at, like, is there anything else that you'd like us to do a look into, or
Yeah, I mean, I would say from that conversation on Monday, there is interest in being able to provide members with more support. The devil's in the details. So people are like, well, what's the difference between that support and what your hosting provider provides? Or where do we draw the line with, like, somebody asks a question on Slack or brings up an issue in a SIG and people try to answer it? So I was kind of thinking of it like, if a question comes up in Slack or in a SIG and I don't know the answer, it's not really my problem. But if we end up having the sort of peer network support, it will become my problem in a way if I'm the peer trying to help out. You know, like, I can't just be like, oh, we don't do it, and so I'm not going to worry about that, and good luck to you. So I think there was an example that came from another open network, and I'm blanking on the name of it, but I think it's in the notes, about like everybody putting in so many hours of community support as maybe one way to sort of think about this. And then there was another sort of thought of like having like a like the mentorship buddy system, which I think we got into a little bit from our panel at WolfCon 2, where they were talking about that. I don't feel like anything very concrete came out of that particular discussion, though, except that there's still this tension between what is it like, are we really going to be offering these kind of freemium services type of thing, and how are we going to make that sustainable, and then where do we draw the line for, you know, people who are engaged, but their institution isn't actually paying any money, like, you know. So I don't think there's probably anything in there that contradicts what you and Kirsten have written up. I do think if we want to go down a road of some sort of like community support, or, you know, that's it's going to need some infrastructure to really make it happen successfully. And, you know, so if that's something that the community council wants to charge the members committee, they could, you know.
I don't know if you saw it. It's sort of related, maybe. Clara shared with Reshare this kind of document that Evergreen has.
Oh no, and we didn't look at Evergreen, so.
I'm not sure, kind of how, but what is cool about it is like it's really specific about the value per contributor status, I guess, or like level. And like there are also like references as to in-kind contributions, which we never really thought of, or we thought of, but we never came up with anything good. So like they have like the bug contributor, code contributor, community leader, committee chair, which is like really, like even naming those positions is a good thing, so people kind of know that beyond everything else, there is a lot of work in all those capacities or something that, like, I don't know, like this is when I saw it, it related to like some discussions we're having internally in WeShare that's kind of similar actually. Like I don't know who wants to kind of look into those things, but yeah, but right. But if the membership group, like is supposed to look into also like a, mentorship program or things like that, like, or even like those levels or things like that, like, yeah, sure, we can do that. It's kind of, I thought that we may not be the ones to do that when we started talking, but now I'm not sure. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, well, I noticed that you were drawing some boundaries, like, we are not going to be creating an onboarding process. But we could recognize it as a need. It's almost like that's its own, I mean, that's been its own challenge. The other thing I thought was interesting when I was looking back at our conversation with the panelists
By
is
the way, that comment came from Kirsten, actually. There was this one liner, we're not marketing, we're not gonna do the mentoring committee. And that, like, I left it where it is. I don't know if it matters to us much. I mean, there is a like that question of like how much CC is empowered to do, like what they want. And if they want to be doing like some things that we want to be doing, that's even better, because then CC is engaged and is doing like things that are relevant to the membership. So that fine line is kind of unclear to me. I mean, even when it comes to, like what else we are doing, like if we did like the annual report is also a form of marketing. Like there's no other way to see it, like this. So like we'll need to figure out, those boundaries, and they may also change every time that there is a new CC, or like maybe another group is gonna be like, forget anything. Like we have the membership committee. We don't want to do anything. Like it kind of maybe is a little bit relevant to whoever is there. But I just said that in case, like you were thinking, oh, the membership, like the mentoring thing is going to be great for us, and like why wouldn't we do that? And I didn't have a stake in it. I just followed what Kirsten's indicated that to make sure that we're hearing each other out.
Well, I think that this committee should be a subgroup of the CC, and so the CC should help set his charter and his charge.
Right.
I think what I was reading Kirsten's comment there, or the comment, I think is more like we can't give this group too much either. Like if we need to have onboarding or marketing, that maybe needs to be a separate group that CC oversees. I think the other thing that I noticed on the, I don't know if this is marketing so much, but when we talk to our panelists, none of them seem to have except for maybe Edwin, which kind of makes sense, didn't have a real high level understanding of the folio budget. And we're really recommending more information and engagement on that level. And as I was thinking about it, I'm like, you know what? We do give a treasurer's report. It's not that we're not doing these things, but they're not getting out there. And so people are like, we need to see how the money's being spent. I'm like, well, actually, we have that information, but it's not reaching people. They don't know. They're not hearing about it. The treasurer's report is maybe too dull, too abstract, like those. And I don't know that our member subgroup should be the one that really works on that, but that can be feedback to give to community council as part of building the community. Because some of what they were saying in terms of membership is like, if people just know what their money is needed for, they're going to be much more likely to be like, oh, okay, this makes sense because AWS costs or whatever they are, So I would sort of be approaching this meeting with the chairs to be like, this is what we're thinking, and see what they have in mind too.
If there are elements that you think are missing, so like this maybe one, right? The kind of more in-depth analysis or storytelling around the budget that will help members, like let's add it in, because like again, and that can be a menu where CC just chooses to do those things themselves. And that's totally cool. And I think you're right. I mean, this is always a problem, right? Like the like what where it is more successful and we're not able to do that yet is where you can show like Pulse is very good at it, our consortium. We talk about opportunity costs and savings to the benefit of the membership. So then people are hearing it because they're like, ah, okay. So, like we save this, we put it here, like here is like, it's kind of hard when most of our money is consumed by AWS costs that, it's kind of, but we can say, because we're doing that, then you are all not paying more money to host, AWS money, membership money, and all of like there is a way to kind of say that because that money is used in this way, it's been a benefit for everybody. But yeah, but that's just kind of the budget thing is always kind of falls short in a way, and it's also it exposes a lot of the politics, which that's why people don't necessarily like to talk about it internally, because then it's like, oh, EBSCO is covering for this and somebody, and it's kind of hard to know what to say and what not to say. But yeah, but this can be a useful. Definitely, somebody needs to do it, because so many people are concerned about that. Like it can also frame nicely the one line item, subcommittee or task force, like that effort that's, like, and other attempts to kind of fix our budget that, have been ongoing.
Yeah, I mean, I think about this too, like with my involvement with the BTAA, and like they are able to, I mean, maybe Palsy has some similar things. Like they're able to be like, hey, you know what, because we are negotiating on your behalf, we've been able to move the needle on the number of open access articles published at BTA institutions. And here, before we did these transformative agreements, it was this percentage, and now it's like, you know, this percentage. And look, and you can see this value. Yeah, and that I think yeah, expressing value is part of what maybe is not getting to the decision makers.
It's also kind of hard, like if you're the treasurer, it's not necessarily a given that you'll know all those expressed values and benefits. And we don't have a finance committee. We have only one treasurer. Usually, like a BTA, I'm sure there is like a finance committee, and the finance committee tells the story to the board, and the board frames it in such a way that it feels like it's a benefit to the membership. In this case, where we are at, there is like a treasurer, it's a spreadsheet, the spreadsheet is like consumed, and the CC is not like doing the extra storytelling framing around the budget to help the treasurer to kind of shine and, like kind of do. And that's like, I don't know, like if a folio CC you want to have like a finance committee, like what is kind of common stand in other places. But yeah, that storytelling is really essential, because otherwise it's just like whatever, like here's some numbers, here is we
Yeah, I know.
$50,000 again, and what do we get? AWS? Wow.
Yeah, and that's not that's yeah, and having that all be on the treasurer to try to
No,
do
that's
that storytelling, it like the treasurer's supposed to be tracking the numbers and making sure they're accurate. That's their responsibility. So,
So like, yeah, this is really a good feedback, I think, for them. And like, I think it's gonna be interesting in terms of like, the SMLC roles, and like I wish Kirsten was here, because she had a lot of thoughts about those things. But like the SMLC idea was all to keep it really lightweight, and like, this is just a legal requirement, and we don't need to, like do all of that. But then it hits the community. The community, needs more information in order to kind of feel better. And it's not fair to ask like one person to bear that burden, as you're saying. So
Yeah, when is your meeting with the CC chairs?
I thought it was coming.
So it's you and Kirsten are just meeting with them, and we're not going to do anything broader with the CC right now. Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay. Did we put that? Maybe we put that in the notes. It's December 18th. Okay. It's in the notes. So I wonder, given that nobody's here and Maybe we need to, and there's going to be one more meeting. Maybe we need to just ask everybody asynchronously to look at the documents, look for things that are missing, correct any, actual errors or typos or whatever. And then we can get back together next meeting. Because I just put my Wolfcon members report on here like less than 10 minutes before the it's done. But so I did it.
Awesome.
But I realized like time frame was not very good. Okay.
Well, we're a few, and that's another thing for us to kind of make sure that we're talking about it, because I don't know if Paul is going to be coming in as much as we need. And if Mike is that busy and I'm a little busy, and so we need to kind of think how we make sure that we can actually address all those things that we're supposed to be addressing. And if we can make it with our numbers, that's great. But if we have a couple of more people, that will be even better, right?
Well, we are
So,
kind of struggling as a group, I think. And yeah.
All right, that's cool. We're getting there. I don't know why we wait till December 18 for like a meeting that sounds like, hey, let's get together and finish this thing. But whatever, that's the date that was given, and that's where we are. So, sounds like a good plan to me. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to jump to a different meeting. Would you get a message out, one of you two, to the Slack channel and just ask people to look at the agenda because you have all the questions in there.
Will
So
do.
people can just look to answer those questions and then we'll discuss in 2 weeks.
Okay,
All
cool.
right. Have a
Thank
good
you.
Thanksgiving, Boaz.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah,
Thank
and
you.
enjoy your
Susan,
hockey game.
are you
Thank you.
planning to travel to some nice countries soon? You're staying in Germany?
I am staying in Germany. I will
Oh.
go to London in May and Italy in February for the Olympia, for the Olympics, for the Winter Olympics.
Oh, wow. Right.
As a volunteer.
Oh, I
Well, that's
volunteer even.
fabulous.
Okay.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah. I wish I was there.
Okay.
see you all. Thank you.
All
Bye.
right. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.